Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We use foul and bad and naughty language in here. We are teachers who love our jobs, and so to keep our jobs, we're going to remain anonymous and use pseudonyms, hence the Elvis. I'd give a special thank you to our Patreon donors joining us this week. We had Michael H. Thanks for signing up for Patreon. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is proudly sponsored by Lud Lamb Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you need theater posters for your classroom, Zoom wall, or any kind of reference, go to Lud Lamb Dramatics. That's LudLamDramatics.com. If you have a story or something you'd like to share, something you'd like us to discuss, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can hit us up on our website, TeacherNeedsADrinkPodcast.com. Now, in today's story, Miss Sparkles refers to some family history and some family stories. She very awesomely allowed us to share some of these stories. So if you're curious what she's referring to, you can go look at the Instagram or Facebook pages for Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. All right, my friends, this is grim times, but I'm glad we're all here together. Remember, if you'd like to support us, you can join us on Patreon, or you can follow, share, leave a review, and make sure, if anything else, you tell at least one person about our podcast. Enjoy!
We also changed the name of the Teacher Had a Drink
Podcast.
Teacher Needs to Not Drink.
Does anyone need a beverage before we get going?
No, you
what do we have?
Jim. You
guys are beastly.
I've been around people in so long.
I know. It's been a minute.
I forgot how to people. All of our social skills have just withered.
The only people I've been around I'm related to are our students. So.
And Carol
Baskin. And Carol
Baskin. All right. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today, I'm joined by Miss Sparkles.
Hey, y'all.
I'm happy to have you here, and also Miss Bunny O'Hare.
It's so good to be back.
And across from me, Miss Rosie Rose.
Yay.
All right, well, it's a hell of a week. Honestly, the news is sad and makes me angry right now. But what I do find uplifting right now is I see a lot of hope at the same time. Because while things are definitely getting grimmer with certain people, fuck the president, doubling down and refusing to do anything, and I'm overjoyed to see hundreds of people all over the place standing outside with signs, people marching, people becoming active. I see a lot of hope in that. Even in my little suburban town, seeing, you know, 75 kids and adults on the street corner every day, that makes me feel better. It's something.
Two students from my school, I think they just graduated. They set up a big Black Lives Matter protest in our town, and it was really well attended, and like the police chief came down and made sure that the streets were blocked so that people could walk and things like that. And so I was really happy to see that. And I've been really proud of my district, and my administration in particular, who I know doesn't listen to this podcast, so I'm not sucking up. But I was really proud of them because, you know, some of my fellow teachers from my campus have been posting things about, you know, things they don't realize, things that they need to learn and whatever, you know, like putting the hashtag Black Lives Matter in their school Twitters that like everybody knows what school you work at. And my principal has been retweeting everything, and our superintendent put out a really great message. But it's been hard because as a Black woman, those of you who don't know, I'm half Black. My mom's Black. She's from Arkansas. I don't know what that has to do with being Black.
She's from Blackinsaw.
She's from Blackinsaw. But my mom's from like a really small, like rural, previously farming community in Arkansas. And so like the land that she lives on is the land where my great-grandparents were born. And my great-grandfather was born right at the tail end of the Civil War. Mm. So he was technically a slave, but like a baby slave, because he was freed eventually.
That's the weirdest thing to think about.
Yeah, my great-grandfather was a slave.
Mm-hmm. We're not as far removed from it as people think.
Like,
no. The year that I was born is closer to the civil rights movement than it is to today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nuts.
It's not as far removed. Yes, progress has been made, but we are not as far away from that time period as everybody wants to think.
Uh-uh.
But continue, as a Black woman?
Yes, as a Black woman. It's been hard. These last couple of weeks have been really tough. I had to delete Facebook from my phone because it was just really kind of fucking with my brain. And it still kind of is. And I have made a conscious decision not to participate in any protests, partly because coronavirus is still a thing, but partly because I am scared of going out there and putting myself in a position where, like, I could get hurt or killed or maimed, and, you know, my fiance and my mom and my dad having to deal with all of that. So, but I did on my Facebook post some family stories that I felt were important for people to read. That's kind of what I've been doing, is just thinking about my family, thinking about our past, and just kind of how difficult it was. Cause, you know, I have cousins who are, they're a lot older than I am, cause my mom's oldest sibling was like 24 years older than her. So he was already married and had kids by the time my mom was born. But so some of my cousins have been texting me about some of their experiences growing up, because they were born in the late 50s. So they remember integration in Arkansas. Like, they remember watching Central High School on TV, and Central High School is like 10 minutes from my mom's house. Yeah, that stuff is fresh. And so anybody who thought racism was over, surprise, it never was.
I'd like to think that of all this unrest, that it's becoming such an obvious thing that needs to be fixed one way or another. The fact that once it's so obvious that even corporations are like, oh, yes, of course, I think police violence needs to stop, too. Where it's like, well, duh, no shit. Of course it needs to end. What did Lego do? I saw Ben & Jerry's had the new Resist ice cream.
Yeah, so they made, like, a really great statement, but they pulled all of their police Lego sets off
and the
shelves.
White House.
And the White House.
Lego set.
And the White House Lego set. So Lego made a statement.
And you can make your own
everyone
bunker.
Everyone else was like, oh, yes, we love black people. And Ben & Jerry's was like, fuck you! Black Lives Matter! We love them!
Yeah.
That's how I felt in my head. Like,
yeah, no, black Ben
& Jerry's. Like, I love you, Ben & Jerry's!
Yeah. Ben & Jerry's.
I've never eaten Ben & Jerry's, but yes, I will now.
You should. Yes, it's fucking
now.
Delicious. But Ben & Jerry's, like, their statement was great, and I saw it summed up in a tweet that was like, Ben & Jerry's loves black people. Black Lives Matters. Our new flavor is called Fuck the Police. It has blueberries. Although I am a little tired of the platitudes. So remember when coronavirus was new?
And every CEO in these uncertain times, Plato would like to know that we are on your side.
Oh my God, the emails.
Right. Every place you've ever ordered something from online sent you an email about how they were going to keep you safe from coronavirus. And now you're getting them all that are like, we love black people. Please still spend your money with us.
Let me tell you what, my conservative Baptist college that I went to sent their version of Black Lives Matter. Nowhere did that say that. Nowhere did they use the word black. Nowhere did they actually talk about the issue. But this was their response, like, we love everyone. Yay, Jesus.
You were saying about the optimism and the pessimism, and I've kind of gone back and forth between the two this week, because, like, the I'm not even going to say it because it's so ridiculous, that challenge that's going around on Facebook, the stupid teenagers and people who are old enough to know better doing stupid, insensitive, racist shit. Mm-hmm. But then also I had on my Facebook two of my former students, like, one of them, his mom posted that he got in a lot of trouble because he left work and instead of going home, he went to go participate in the march in downtown Fort Worth and didn't tell his moms he was going. They were, you know, both freaked out because they were worried about his safety and they didn't know where he was and all this kind of stuff. But his mom was like, you know, I'm a nurse. My life is about protecting other people. Mm-hmm. And we've raised our son to care about other people, and this was something that was important to him, was to stand up for others. So I can't
be that mad about it.
She was like, I kind of can't be that mad about it, because he's living his convictions and this is something that he really believes in. So that was really sweet and encouraging, because I love that child. And then I had another of my sweet babies message me asking about, like, what she could do to be supportive of the movement. She lives with family in a rural area where she doesn't really have a good way to get to a march because she can't drive. But she wanted to know how to support, and was it okay if she couldn't go. And I'm like, no, baby, there's lots of other ways to be supportive. Like, just the fact that she cared enough to try was really sweet. So
I've been entirely too pessimistic, per usual. Now that's going to shock everyone.
I'm shocked.
If you follow the Enneagram, I am a diehard 8, which people think we're angry when we're just passionate. So fuck you. and this goes right along with what I'm about to read from the Reddits. But I think my thing has been, what took you so damn long? For half the people now who I have known for years who have never said a damn thing about Black Lives Matter, you're like, Black Lives Matter, look at my black screen. I'm like, what took you so damn long? And that's where my problem comes in.
I don't want to defend anybody, right. But I think with so many people being unemployed, mm-hmm. stuck at home, where you're looking at social media, and there was no avoiding the tragedy after tragedy after tragedy that happened. And then once people started rising up and were like, oh, no, now's not the time. It's like, no, go fuck yourselves. We've been inside. We're angry.
Go fuck yourselves.
I've got the time now.
And on that note, from the Reddits, go ahead.
No, I support this. I think a lot of this, I kind of equate it to the child who has unmet needs in a classroom, who's been neglected, who is lashing out, mm-hmm. and they tried to get your attention one way, and it didn't work, and they tried another way, like, we're mm-hmm. being abused, this mm-hmm. no one's paying attention, and they finally start flipping a desk, and
they're like, oh, why are you so angry? That's not the way to talk about your feelings.
And I'm like, no, it's because this was never addressed.
There was, like, a bookstore very close to it, Moon Palace Books. I am purchasing things from them. They are still closed due to the coronas, but they were super supportive of the protesters and the riots, and they were like, yes, everybody! Building was completely untouched. Suspicious, isn't it?
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. So, you should all order some books and gifts from Moon Palace Books.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Yes, hashtag not sponsored. But also realize that people aren't rioting because, you know, they're not doing it just for funsies. They're doing it because they're angry and they're hurt. And there's a lot of generational pain that people don't understand. Like, all of those family stories that I posted on my Facebook, that's all part of me. That's part of my generational trauma. And it's, like, shown that that's these sorts of traumatic events, they change your DNA and you pass it on to your children. So we can't keep pretending that, like, oh, well, that was a really long time ago, so why are people still mad about it? Well, because we're still feeling those effects, and it's still happening. We still feel the effects of redlining. You know, when you look at the way that Houston, Texas is laid out, Highway 45, which runs straight through the city, that was the split between the white and black side of towns. That's why they built it there. It was to keep the black people on their side and the white people on their side. I remember a friend of mine in my hometown, she said her grandmother was the first Hispanic woman to live in their neighborhood, because before that, Hispanic people weren't allowed to live in that neighborhood. You would not be sold a home there. So we're talking about, like, when people talk about systemic racism, we're talking about the system. It's against us in a lot of ways. So, you know, this is about taking back some agency. And yeah, there are some shitty people who just want to get a free TV. So just remember, if you're thinking, I read this tweet and I wish I could remember where I read it so I could credit it to the person who tweeted it. They said, if you're thinking it's too bad that man died, but you shouldn't be destroying property, you need to flip it and say it's too bad that property is being destroyed, but that man should not have died.
Yes.
Yep.
Just remember that when you are judging somebody who threw a brick through a window.
Going back to what you said about still feeling the effects and how that changes people on a biological, physiological level, Rosie and I have been doing online PD kind of training stuff about trauma and the physiological trauma, the way that trauma affects the brain and affects the wiring and affects chemical levels and everything else. And that's not something that just goes away on its own overnight.
About building resiliency in schools and, like, how to deal with all of our children who are now, I mean, there's a lot that already have trauma, but now because of corona and other things.
Yeah, we started, because she and I have been doing the same online training, we started it because of knowing how many kids were going to come back traumatized because of corona. Mm-hmm. And then George Floyd happened and everything, like, police being not...
She wants to say dick weasels, but she means not helpful.
Not helpful. And there's going to be even more traumatized brains coming back to us in the fall. And yeah. that's something that doesn't just go away because you have one positive interaction with somebody. Like, that's something that's going to take a while to, mm-hmm. and it's going to take educators and counselors and psychologists and people actively addressing it.
I have a post from the Reddit that goes along with that. This is from username, which is the best username I think we've ever had. This one is so dang butthurt, this person's username. It says, why are public school teachers held to an indefinitely higher standard than the leader of the free world?
Good question.
I can guarantee that if I was going to a job interview at just about any school and there was a video of me saying, just grab them by the pussy, mm-hmm. I wouldn't get hired at any school whatsoever. Like, you know, that kind of behavior, we don't want that. We don't think kids should see that or be around people who reflect that.
Or you making fun of somebody with a disability?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or cheating on your wife with a porn star who you had to pay off?
Yeah, or encouraging violence on innocent people for a photo op.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's awful. I know an Episcopalian priest back in my hometown, and he posted about, you know, because he knows those people. He's like, we're not like friends, but the Episcopalian priesthood is pretty mm-hmm. small. Mm-hmm. So they all know each other. And he was like, you know, everything that they've said was, we were here at the church. You know, we were taking care of people. Everything was peaceful, you know. And then all of a sudden we hear this garbled yelling that we can't understand. And then there's tear gas. So it's not like they were asked to leave politely first. The police just went straight to fucking tear gassing people and beating people. It's devastating because when you're growing up, you like, y'all remember DARE? And like mm-hmm. the DARE officer would come.
I still have my DARE card.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
I know.
So proud.
She uses it to cut lines.
Pretty much.
How's that working out for you?
So great.
But like, y'all remember like the police officer would come uh-huh. and talk to you about don't do drugs and whatever. And it was meant to make us feel comfortable talking to the police. It's hard sometimes to reconcile like growing up being taught that the police are there to help you, but realizing that the Supreme Court has literally said the police do not have a duty to help you or treat you properly. Like, that's straight from the Supreme Court. They don't have to help you. And in the Black community, we really know that because fuck, they don't.
If we want to end on something lighthearted.
Yes, let's end on something happy.
Do you have a question?
I was going to ask you guys because I started rewatching Community today.
Yes!
Jesus Christ, Sparkles, that was loud.
Sorry, it's so good.
I was going to ask what you guys are currently binging or what favorites have you rediscovered during this time?
Mine's not happy, though.
Oh, mine are ridiculous. Obviously, I say obviously because you people know me. I've been binging a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. I bow at the feet of my queen, Jada Essence Hall. Yes, season 12. And at the feet of Miss Congeniality, Heidi N. Closet. And actually, this is the first year that both Miss Congeniality and the winner have been Black. So, what's up? And then I've also been rewatching a lot of South Park episodes.
The contrast there kills me. Go ahead, Mayor Elvis.
So I've been binging Scrubs.
Yes. Oh, I love Scrubs.
And Priscilla and I started watching Dead to Me. Yes. Not Dead Like Me, but Dead to Me.
I have to watch Dead to Me.
And then they put Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix. I've never seen it, so myself and my daughter have been watching that. And that's really been awesome. I really enjoy that.
I've been watching a lot of Criminal Minds and a series called The Devil Next Door, which is about a Nazi. And something else with murder. I just can't remember what it's called. I've been watching lots of murder.
So much murder.
Happy Corona.
All right, friends. Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I'd like to remind everyone out there to please stay safe, make your voices heard, but stay safe and
also,
keep your voices heard.
Also, double check when your state closes registration to vote, because that is one way mm-hmm. to make your voice heard. So get out there, make sure you're registered to vote, update your voter registration if you move, so that come November, you can go to the voting booth
and vote your morals.
and vote for your morals.
That's right, because there seems to be one side that's very okay with the way things were.
Right. Maybe don't vote for those guys.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Miss Sparkles. It was wonderful to see you and be in your presence again.
It was wonderful to be in your presence, Elvis.
Miss Bunny, it was great seeing you again.
It was good to be back.
And Miss Rosie Rose, I almost outed your name.
You did.
Ms. Rosie Rose, it was wonderful to hear your opinions.
Oh,
all right, everyone, take deep breaths and deep drinks and cheers.
Cheers.
All right, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. If you're interested in hearing the stories that Ms. Sparkles was referring to, you can go to our Facebook or Instagram page and see where they are posted. We'll see them because they're posted there. Anyway, it's been a long week. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. If you'd like to support us, you can share it with one person, and you can tell a friend about it, or you can join the Patreon and get some cool Teacher Needs a Drink swag. I'd like to give a special shout-out to our guests today, Ms. Rosie Rose, Ms. Sparkles, and Ms. Bunny O'Hare. And of course, a big hug and kiss to Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this. Mwah. Okay, guys, please take care, take time, educate yourselves, love each other, and make sure you're registered to vote. All right, bye.
Is this porn? This is pornography. Priscilla, he's being inappropriate. Excuse me. Most porn places are...
Yeah, I'm cutting all of this part. I mean, you can talk about it if you want.
Your hashtag not sponsored out.
Yeah.
Hashtag we are sponsored by Pornhub.
Sponsored by...